morning, good afternoon, good night. Thanks for joining us on Yard Info, the lighter side of Jamaican news. Today, June 17, 2010. Coming up this half hour, wanted dead or alive. US $20,000 bounty on Dudus.
$20,000.
Autopsy's gone awry.
Autopsy's please.
World Cup madness.
World Cup.
Argentina.
Mozellas.
Check us out on the Ground News Report on Facebook. They report the news, we discuss it. Andrew, Chris, take it away.
Hey, Nicole,
Chris,
thank you
Nicole
very much.
Know the things that. Hey, Nicole, you know, you deserve it. You deserve it. Like people are because you feel like, you know, girls ever walk through the boxing ring.
Yeah, yeah.
And she couldn't do that too well. Andrew, welcome, boss.
Welcome, everybody. This is Andrew Hewitt, and I'm here with
Christopher Johnny Daly in the building.
Inside the building.
Andrew, some serious things we're talking about today, though.
Hey, listen, World Cup fever has taken over the nation, yeah, but we still have serious
still
news.
Still have to put our slant
yeah,
on
man,
the issues.
Exactly, exactly.
You know the issues.
You know, the first thing we want to look at, of course, is wanted, dead or alive, Mr. Dudus Coke.
You know, so you couldn't say that one time, Andrew. What? You're afraid when the podcast just started. But since they catch him, well, they're not catching me. But since so much people are fighting,
since they're on the run, yeah?
The highest honor in the land. Yeah, yeah, since they're on the run, but not too soon, they're not catching me.
Well, listen, I don't mean, it's what the paper says, it's what the media say. They're offering US $20,000 or about 1.75 million Jamaican. For Mr. Coke.
Look a bit of money there.
What?
Look a bit.
That's $1.75 million.
Then that's a little bit now. Look a bit. So the thugs in the street, me and you know that a little
hey,
bit of money.
But listen, a whole lot of people agree with you.
Yeah.
Because people are saying, then hold them for half a $20,000 for
how much
this
is my worth? How much is my worth?
I can't tell you.
All right. Compared to how much is my worth?
I know they find a vehicle valued $20 million the other day, purportedly right. That was his.
Okay.
And you have people on Facebook saying, boy, him can pay them more for nothing.
Yeah. You can't have a Q4 money.
For a Q7 driver.
For a Q7 man.
you mean Q4 or Q7 as in Beanie Man vehicle?
Beanie Man, yeah, Charlie, baby. You know, see, Ellie Lewis, I don't be able to vehicle. But you realize that I lost $20,000. But straight up, I mean, clearly the police are use everything them can.
Yeah.
You know, them ask now for try and get to Mr. Coke.
Many have argued that this should have been done a long time, though.
Yeah, and let me tell you something, though, straight up. It's a question I was asking myself long time ago. If this man was beside my house and somehow we get wind of it, would I even, without bribery, would I even want to talk about where the man is?
Right.
Seeing that, I mean, so much people are for the man anyway.
Right.
You know what I mean? I said, why am I going to get myself involved, really?
You probably not, I mean? You know why? Because he would be such a good neighbor to you.
He would come out and say,
how are you? Have good conversations.
Yeah, he wouldn't want to make himself stand out too much there.
And maybe would have tell me the truth.
Yeah.
But, perspective. And talk to me and say, let me tell you, Johnny, straight. Let me tell you, what
yeah.
One, you know?
For real.
And this is what one.
Yeah, and you'd become a lover of the man.
No lover, Nicole.
Nicole, I don't think that's where you wanted to put it at all.
Clean up that, Nicole.
No, but as usual, right, you know, this is a sign of how we always do things, you know, short-sighted. Because it's been, 3 weeks or so since the incursion?
Yeah.
And 3 weeks, almost a month later, now you're offering a reward for the man. Come on, you could have gotten some very good tips, some good information earlier on in
not
the whole thing. He has gotten a chance now to probably settle into wherever he's hiding.
Secondly,
and then you come in and you offer, you know, the 20,000 I think is still a good amount of money, but as I said, people are complaining that that's nowhere near enough. Yeah, this is, by the way, Johnny, do you think that, given the fact that he's wanted by the American authorities?
Yes.
Do you think that perhaps they should be contributing to the bounty?
Look here, the Prime Minister don't make no specifically that. I mean, this is the same Prime Minister who, you know, we don't trust at the moment.
The Prime Minister or the leader of the government?
The Prime Minister.
The party, which one?
The leader of the party. I mean, the Prime. You don't confuse me. Said that, you know, the Americans are absolutely not involved. And I trust the Prime Minister that they are not. Absolutely.
Oh, boy. Right. You know, they're not involved in perhaps the investigation or the search, but should they be involved in whatever it is?
You mean like the technical... The technical
resources that are supplied.
Like drones and satellites and mapping of the island and having just the ability to just press like a little button and zoom in for whomever they want and those kind of things and tapping from people's phone from
to zoom in with
far
some
out and... Come on!
Jamaican people not going to settle for this 20,000, especially putting their life at risk.
Who knows? Maybe that's a starting price. Uh-huh. I mean, let's not go ahead of ourselves.
Oh, maybe it will go up.
Yeah, maybe it will go up.
Market value will increase.
Maybe after nobody answers them, say, 40 and 60 then. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And in a related topic, though, and on a more somber note, the autopsies... Well, we're talking about 73 dead Jamaicans.
Yes, you know? But it doesn't sound man of war. When we look on the street, everybody come like they're prepared for that start come back a party again.
We're back to the norm.
May I hope not. But I mean, the autopsy stories and the fact that I have to give the credit to the media. They're sticking to it. And we need to get these stories out.
Well, it is their duty to follow.
That's the only way we're going to stay somber.
We don't want this to come off our radar and then all of a sudden we decide that we're going back to square one.
True.
Somebody else comes and fills the void for Dudus and we're back at where we started. Right now, they're conducting the autopsies and as you can imagine, it's a daunting task. We're talking about 73 bodies. But, daunting or not, there are some problems that have arisen that can be troubling, especially in seeking...
Are you surprised?
No, not at all. But in seeking the truth, you know, you don't want certain problems to come up.
Of course.
And right now, the independent pathologist, Dr. Michael Polanen, he ended up having to write to Earl Witter, the...
Public defender.
Mm-hmm. To say, well, listen, I foresee problems because we've started to have problems already.
Andrew.
Good Lord.
Andrew. Nicole.
Well, listen,
I expected nothing less.
I expected problems because we've had problems in the past, but I tell you what, I keep calling him Dr. Witter. Has he gotten his doctorate as yet?
He's a lawyer.
Earl Witter
yes.
has been, I think, very thorough in trying to get this thing done, in seeking help from the United States and the UK, seeking the right persons.
I'm sure they're interested as well.
Exactly. So I thought that he had all his bases covered. And this is not actually an indictment on him either.
No, absolutely.
It's really just an indictment on the process and the lack of resources of the Jamaica. Exactly.
This morning I was listening to the radio.
Mm-hmm.
And it was admitted.
Which station, you remember?
Nationwide Radio. Mm-hmm. And it was admitted that, and they were speaking to the Minister of Security.
Mm-hmm.
And he made it very clear that we really have only one functioning pathologist.
Well,
so if there are any pathologists out there listening to the podcast, we need some here in
some pathologists.
I mean, and in a country where there's so much murders,
right.
I am very surprised
that is it.
They're not paid
this
very
is
well.
Where
but I'm saying, Andrew,
the business is here for them.
Yes, man. And I was very surprised too, Andrew, that I wasn't surprised. I'm sorry that this is happening because we know that When there's no care on the ground for take care of no bodies to make sure, In an operation of me in charge of, you think me gonna take no care, take me time to take up 73 bodies?
Shouldn't dignity be afforded to the living and the dead?
Dignity,
especially
in a country, Andrew, that honors. Are really care when people die, actually.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, these pathologists see so much bodies, they must be tired.
They're
There's
jaded,
no way.
No.
Yeah, of course, literally read the story. The same letter that was published this morning in the Gleaner.
Right.
The letter basically said that the pathologist, after them get tired, that was actually lying.
Get into it. By the way, you were referring to the Minister of National Security, Dwight Nelson, right?
Yeah.
He wrote to Earl Witter to say that he's worried that his report
is going to fall short.
This was Dr. Polanen, the independent observer.
Right.
Now the actual autopsies are being done by one Dr. Dinesh Rao,
right.
who works also with the Ministry of National Security.
Correct.
they had agreed on June 14th to some protocols for the conducting and observation of the the autopsies.
Mm-hmm.
But he's saying now that has all broken down.
Totally.
It started out with Dr. Rao conducting the first autopsy.
Yes.
Everything was fine. It was done properly. They're doing what they call musculocutaneous dissection, which is to check the muscles under the skin as well as the skin for abrasions, just for
and
signs of beatings and any kind of abuse by the security force.
Right.
I guess they're thinking if you were shooting at me and I'm shooting at you and I shoot you, that's what caused your death. You're not supposed to have physical beatings on your body.
Sure.
They checked in...
They're also assuming that hand-to-hand combat did not happen.
No, it's not karate, kid, you know. And you just mentioned the shrapnel.
Yeah.
You know, they're searching for projectile fragments.
Mm-hmm.
And also on the surface of the scalps for also beatings, gunbutts, etc. So they want to make sure that, listen, these guys died in combat and not necessarily in some kind of physical confrontation where they were taken in, physically beaten, and then shot.
So then we'll find out that they're not thorough look
right.
At this. Right.
So the first one was done great.
Mm-hmm.
Now we're talking about 73 bodies. So obviously one person couldn't do it.
Right.
After the first one, Dr. Rao passed on the work to his
assistants. Assistant.
Right?
Yeah.
Now we're talking about also multiple rooms for the actual autopsies. So while the independent observer is in one room, he can't see what's happening in the other. And just to strengthen what you mentioned a while ago, Johnny, the fact of the matter is these guys, after completing the first set of autopsies, they started to cut corners.
Nicole,
they got tired.
Then
things
know,
just broke
you know
down.
The thing set up already, no? Straight.
Mm-hmm.
Yo, take over. Yeah, that one there look like him get a lick right or something. Him get shot through his brains. I don't know. Yeah, that one there foot broke.
Yeah.
So yeah, he's a shot through that. Throw him over there.
Next.
That one I know.
Well, this
the
is...
The gunpowder perfume, man. Gunman.
Throw
him over
there. This is the exact problem. I mean,
the
checks
not,
that were supposed
good.
To be made for those beatings and for signs of anything
said,
else are not being made.
The man from foreign, I said, him Africa stopping up. You get what I'm saying? The very man who come to write the report.
Yeah.
Officer, him can't even give a report. The way they think about the situation, man.
Yeah.
Him has said, him can't even give a report.
No, he's saying that while he's looking at autopsies in one room, which aren't being conducted properly anyway while he's there. He
so
cannot
then,
see what's happening in the next room.
Hence just the problem.
That means that we have it done to artistry. How to confuse...
an independent pathologist.
How to confuse an independent pathologist. We have it done to science.
Listen, they're talking about bodies on the ground.
Listen,
bodies being piled onto gurneys two or three
clip.
At a time.
We saw the clip. We saw the clip right in here. When we were showing the bodies and the women were supposed to be identifying. And I'm saying to myself, how can you let in people with cameras and everything in a room full of dead bodies? I don't know. Mm-hmm. Something can happen. That's all. Yeah, but you mess around with the bodies.
People are
touching the bodies and moving them in the video. Too many loopholes,
too many ways we fall short in the systems here. Not just in autopsies, in our hospitals, in security.
And
you see why it comes to where we argued about the crime bill last week, the crime bills in Parliament. And the fact of the matter is, many people are thinking we need better policing. We don't necessarily need to be giving them more draconian
don't need
powers.
Give them Dracula teeth.
You understand?
You know what I mean? And we keep going on the wrong road. We keep trying to get tougher rather than...
And more savvy.
More, not even just savvy. More... Having
advanced
more,
in our technology.
More empathy
and
for our situation.
That is...
You know, doing some introspection on why are we like this.
Empathy, which would lead us to probably sociological changes and helping to prevent the problem in the first place.
We're not feeling anymore, you know? We become numb to it.
Exactly.
We have.
I think if we got to that stage, more persons would even want to join the police force or, you know, the investigative arm of our...
It's interesting.
And more talented people.
Yes, I spoke to a young police officer recently. He described himself as wearing the black suit, you know, them dark suit.
Mm-hmm.
And...
Shutter police.
Yeah. And his straight up thing was, we are the law, them have to run from we. It's a thing about him, in mentality.
Mm-hmm.
So he must run them down. You know what I'm saying? And we're in a place.
And you feel that probably that's just the mindset of
that's the wrong mindset, straight.
Mm-hmm.
You can't, I mean, right now it's a war.
Yeah.
The mindset is it's a war out there. And if that's the mindset of the peace officer, mm-hmm. we're not problem.
And that's it. You know, there are more enforcers than peace officers. But yeah. we have to cover that another time. We just mentioned the crime bills. So I want to do...
We're never going to talk about some football, Reggie.
Hold on. Listen,
man. You don't tell us that England are your side.
Man, you forget a red card.
That's cool, man. That's the one to my people here.
Hey.
But I delay the football, you know, Nicole. You know what I mean?
Nicole, Johnny, I'm just going to do some follow-up so Johnny can get into what I want to talk about. The crime bills we spoke about last week have been withdrawn.
Good.
This has been done to allow for consultations with further consultations with the opposition mm-hmm. as well as with various stakeholders.
Good.
So for the time being, and I guess kudos to the government, you know, they're going to withdraw them. They haven't been cancelled, you know, they haven't been shelved. They just want to make sure that everybody comes to a consensus on what we can do to go forward. One other follow-up with the whole matter of the government trying to sell their stake in Jamalco, I believe it was,
mm-hmm.
to this middleman, through this middleman company, to a Chinese organization. Right. I got in touch with the Office of the Contractor General this week.
Yeah.
Now, trying to ascertain further information on the fact that, I don't know if we had mentioned that the Prime Minister and Minister Robertson, who I believe is the Minister of Mining and Energy, had been requisitioned. You know, in America, they call it subpoena, but we call it requisition by the OCG for questioning, I guess, and to further move the investigations further along. Now, the OCG, as they have said to me, they are unable to actually comment on this. It would actually be illegal. Yeah, whatever, especially when it's an ongoing investigation. Mm-hmm. Once a report is tabled, then that will be public knowledge.
And then they can speak.
That's right. But until then, as long as they are ongoing, they cannot necessarily speak on it. But the fact is the PM and Minister Robertson will have to face... That's right.
Yeah,
they'll have to face questioning from the OCG. I guess all that they've been trying to avoid will have to be answered now. We hope. So we still... want to support the OCG in his quest and the department's quest to...
I want security that the man that
walking. But his quest is to ensure that we have limited corruption in Jamaican government and his business.
Yes, the man that got a supermarket, the man that has security with him now.
Oh.
I'll tile it to go pee pee.
I can't really
imagine.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, I want posting in the office like statue.
He's doing a hard job, but he's also doing a good job.
Football time!
All right, boss. Football time.
Welcome!
Vuvuzelas.
Vuvuzelas!
Or as I call them, the Fool Zellas.
No, them have to stay.
No.
Left the bees there. Me say, like a true Englishman.
Johnny, me not agree with you.
Partner. Andrew, him coming in here. Why fight on the people? Him culture. Andrew, let me tell you something. Uh-huh. When we near England, you're the annoying. Oh, hey, oh, hey. What the hell are them singing there? In the deep stadium. You know, low them singing they come to? Them decibel out of the human being. Oh, yeah.
Hey, just for some of the people who may not be sure, you know, the Vuvuzelas are some horns that are used in South Africa. A meter long, they are now made out of plastic, even though they were originally made out of tin. And they have this buzzing, this bees and mosquito sound in the stadium. So when you're watching the matches, all you're hearing is bees and mosquito all day. Yeah?
Alright,
Johnny.
Yeah.
I was agreeing with you up to some point.
Up
last
to which point?
I was agreeing and saying, listen, this is a South African culture.
Yes.
Leave it alone.
But what?
What about other cultures?
Which culture?
Yeah?
Which culture matter?
One of the greatest things about World Cup football
is
that it's not just a showcase of footballing talent, but a showcase of all the cultures from all around the world.
Sure.
So we're hearing the Vuvuzelas from South Africa.
Yeah.
What about the chanting of the same English people that you talk about and the Europeans? What about the singing
louder
of the South Americans? What about the drumming of
chant
the Ghanaians?
Louder. And when the drumming play, I hear the drumming. So that
I am not hearing any drumming.
I hear drumming and I hear Vuvuzela.
I
hear crowd cheering when goal score.
Listen.
So the Vuvuzela is on the loudest thing that
all
the
I have heard for every
game. I hear when announce name and player come off and come on. You can't tell me nothing. You hear the comment.
You hear the comment.
No. I hear, because the Vuvuzelas, there's an agreement. The Vuvuzelas cannot be played when announcements are being made.
But that's the point. They have to be quiet during that time.
Of course.
You understand?
Just like when
they're drowning out the sounds of everything else. So you're drowning out everybody else's culture.
When the World Cup is being played in a country, remember, you know, we're talking about the African continent.
Yes.
Here. We're talking about a culture that's perhaps part of a culture that is perhaps older than many other cultures.
And the Vuvuzelas are not a part of that.
The Vuvuzelas.
No, the Vuvuzelas have just been in existence since 1990.
No.
What about other Africans?
The plastic Vuvuzelas. Uh-huh. The plastic.
No.
Vuvuzelas that are being sold on the
streets. The use of them in football.
No. In football.
Has just been since 1990.
But the Vuvuzela, don't tell me about the Vuvuzela itself. Is a deeply entrenched South African culture.
So are the drums of Africa, and we're not hearing the drums of Africa. Drums.
Nicole, what are you saying?
Yeah. My point is, wherever the World Cup is being staged, it is going to take the characteristics
of the place.
Of the place.
Same thing happened in Mexico.
I do not disagree. But it must not drown out totally.
The US World Cup was the most boring World Cup.
No, it wasn't actually.
Not me, not about field of play. In the stadium.
Yeah.
All they don't know about was this damn Mexican ring. Right? And the Mexican wave is going on. You know what I don't like? People don't... And the Mexican wave is going on. It is... What? Put it down?
You sound like a Vuvuzela now. You sound like a Vuvuzela.
That's the African in me. Listen. The waves are going on. The Mexican waves. I hear them mention it. And the thing. The drums are being played. But the Vuvuzelas are just powerful instruments.
They are drumming
out
everything
else. And the player is part
of the...
And
I agree that the South African culture must take precedence. But I think that other cultures must also come to the fore.
Actually, if your only problem is the Vuvuzelas,
then you have a problem.
You have no problem.
Yeah. Why?
Moving right along. Okay?
All right. Spoken by somebody who is not a football fan. Before we get to the Women of Holland, Michael Essien. Now, first, before we even get to that, did you know football coming into the nation, World Cup?
Yeah.
Businesses are going to thrive. Vuvuzela business thrive.
Thriving.
Yeah. Business of the shirts and all the garments. Yeah. Thriving. Which doctor business? Thriving.
Which doctor business are thriving? Listen. Did I already say? Which doctor will come?
Listen, man. Right now they're saying that which doctors, you have even which doctors coming from different nations in Africa.
Voodoo.
Yeah. Business thriving. You know what's one of the top selling products right now in South Africa?
Doctor me.
Squirrel grease.
Can you know what I'm saying? When they ruin it, move like a squirrel.
Johnny, you ever use squirrel grease?
Them say ruin it. I'm a South African bouncer. Them say ruin it. Move like a squirrel. So if you want quick like Rooney,
you rub on some squirrel grease on your feet.
By your balls.
Yeah, man. and listen. We're talking about the jabula and the footballs, of course.
Yes.
You know, it's about 600 rand. 600 rand are about 6,700 Jamaican dollars.
Yes.
For a little rubbing of squirrel grease. You'd have paid $6,700 for somebody to rub your foot, man?
No.
Hmm?
No man never rub my
Johnny, I know you don't like when I call him name, but a Thabang Kubeka. The traditional healer. He's the one, the man he's the one right now doing the major business with the squirrel grease. Yeah.
Okay, the big boss that
man.
Earning money out of World Cup.
I don't understand how Andrew don't have a problem with the voodoo business.
But hold on, Andrew doesn't abide the real talk, you know, as a footballer.
Michael Essien
now.
See him witch doctor thing. People are saying Michael Essien is not in the World Cup because his father Zugu.
Yeah, but that compare we read that already, man. Come and talk about what is happening. Come and talk about what is happening, man.
Robbie Earl kicked out of the World Cup.
Listen.
Why?
Why didn't write that story about Robbie?
Why was he kicked out?
Robbie 2-4. Let me tell you something. If you get paid 170,000, how much pound man I get my PFE talking about if he year? If it does be a coming,
just for talk.
Just for chat.
Then Johnny, was him did a pay we for us do the podcast, pay we 170,000 pounds.
Andrew, why don't you start making them pay us to do this podcast? Anyway, just for chat, and you get so much money. And you, go give me your ticket them. your opportunity to send some of your family. Of... You know, say boy could have sent some of them picking them.
Mm-hmm.
Him sister and cousin, and that happened to them, man.
Look how much, when family, member how much people. Friends and family, my father.
No, you take up your say, go you take it to home, man. Mm-hmm. Some girl give him a nice little touch upon him back one night.
Talk to me, which female him give it?
You know what, man? Almost as some females that them catch in a uniform. In a matching uniform, you know, them are bandits.
You're talking
girls.
About the girls some from short, Holland?
Impy, skimpy.
In the orange shorts.
Yes, there. Man.
Yeah, but, all right, these girls are being charged for what they call ambush marketing.
Mm.
Yeah, because FIFA, they have companies that sponsor and they don't want that's anybody right. else to market that's their product. Right, but then what company are you marketing when you're wearing an orange? The orange is the color of their nation. You're going to charge them for wearing orange dresses.
We know where they are, though. Far tell them. How much I want to go and style and pick up them dress, yeah.
Listen,
I saw them like dress like together.
Exactly.
Far tell them. Probably the same type of dress.
You have twins. You have twins and you have triplets. What you call far tell them?
Far two plets. You think we are fool?
Listen. There were no brands. There were no names on the dresses. Just orange dresses. And this
orange
is the color of their nation.
I'm from Alan. Hello. Unawa. Flag bearer. Try to come out of this
come
thing.
On, man. Two of them are in the courts right now. For what? You can charge. Shots, you cannot charge them for wearing orange.
Exposure of body in orange.
Even the foreign minister of Holland had to say that FIFA does not have a say over what people can wear to
them. No, you're not talking about the expose side of the charge. Mm-hmm. God, they were very impiskin.
Listen, don't forget when the Spice Girls...
You have something against that?
Don't forget.
I don't personally have nothing against that.
Remember FIFA. When Jamaica went to the World Cup? What all girls and then the Spice Girls them call themselves?
The ouch.
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 Who did more impiskimpy than them?
But them was in shot. At least them could have lived up to them foot.
50, 40.
Ouch! Mm-hmm. The ouch girls were hot.
So, no, I think this they is... I mean, Robbie probably did something foolish, but...
Maybe these girls were hot girls.
Trying to charge these girls for wearing orange. I just think...
Anjo, anyway, come off of this skirt them now. Mm-hmm. Welcome to the game of play. Your bet last week, your big side,
and you were wrong because England did not lose to the
USA. Listen, the way you tout England last week, them should have 3 points safe
a
right now.
A simple mistake by the goalkeeper.
No,
hold on.
How much points Argentina have since morning?
They have 6 points in all.
Who are the leading goal scorers in the tournament?
Argentina.
What do we need to say about the argument here?
No, hold on. But the biggest story has been the fact that Spain has lost to Switzerland, the number one team in the World Cup.
You think the biggest story of the World Cup so far?
Hold on. Which team is a favorite to win the World Cup?
Me not know.
Spain.
I can't know.
And Spain lose
to Switzerland. They mean the team will lose to Switzerland.
Switzerland.
The people are more skating off a mountain than play football.
Switzerland have not beaten Spain in 18 tries. That's over 85 years.
Who got dead from the and Spanish team?
No, nobody. We hope not.
Ramirez.
No.
I got okay.
And Andres Escobar.
Andres. Ramirez. Come here.
Yeah, man. I mean, that's been a big story.
NBA Finals.
No, listen. We're talking about World Cup. Nicole, we're going to ban you from the podcast
for the World Cup.
What are you talking about? I only brought something up on my computer.
We don't want to look at
the biggest sport in the world.
That's right.
The sport that deserves a world title.
It's as long as the World Cup going on, we're going to just
every other thing we play and cricket. We're going to discuss that.
Shame on you.
We don't have no team.
Alright, okay. Well, listen, producer telling us it's time to go. Miss Argentina, you have full part of today.
Big, because we are the leading goal scorers in the tournament.
Next week, I hope you have the same amount of that.
We are into the final 16.
Next week,
whoa.
I hope I hear the same amount of that from you. You're coming like the Vuvuzelas there. Yeah, you're just making a whole lot of noise.
I hope England win the next match.
We will, don't worry. Hey, thank you very much for joining us today. Myself, Andrew Hewitt, Johnny.
In the building.
The Vuvuzela. As well as Nicole, the sweet, sweet Nicole, who can appreciate football as usual. We want to hear your feedback, so get in touch with us through yardinfo@gmail.com. That's yaadinfo@gmail.com. We're also on Facebook, facebook.com/yardinfo. And also on Facebook is Underground News Report, so become a fan of their page. They report the news, we discuss it. See you guys next week.